baseball, Blue Jays, and more baseball. It's the walk-off with Scott Belford and Adam Mack.
This ball is crushed.
The Die Hard Podcast for the casual fan.
And another one. My goodness.
The bad taco is gone, and we have your lovely face back. Mr. Mack, welcome. Look at you.
Look at me. New layout.
New layout. Look at this sexy layout, everybody. This is what Adam spent his time doing yesterday. He's been recovering from a doozy of a cold over the last, 4 or 5 days here? It hit you pretty good.
I've still got it. I might sneeze from time to time.
For you on the audio side of things, he just literally sneezed on command there. It was incredible.
So not quite 100% yet. So
he's not quite 100%, but we'll take a 90% out of Mac any day of the week here. Right, welcome to the walk-off, everybody. I'm Scott Belford. We have news in Blue Jays land. Donnie Baseball, Don Mattingly, becoming the new bench coach of the Toronto Blue Jays. A little bit of surprising news there. We are going to delve into all the details here. Today's show, by the way, brought to you by BetStamp. BetStamp is an aggregator of betting sites. So what you can do is you can line shop, which basically means they're going to put in order all of the betting sites that you like to use, and then they're going to show you which of those give you the best odds. Because if you're going to bet on a game, you might as well place that bet on the site that's going to pay out the most. Of course, when you sign up for BetStamp, very helpful. If you use the code, which is on the screen right now, walk off.
There you go.
Pretty easy stuff. Okay, so Donnie Baseball, you didn't see this coming. This was one that was a little out of left field, eh?
Well, you know, it's funny how Mo Lester and all the rest of these Blue Jays Twitter sphere that are pretending to break news stories didn't get this one.
Bomb this time.
A real news story broken, go figure, by a real insider. So
yeah, so last night John Heyman tweeted out that it looked like Don Mattingly was in deep talks to join the Toronto Blue Jays coaching staff. Per sources. Now, those sources was Don Mattingly on John Heyman's podcast.
Right. Sources being ears.
He didn't actually name the team, but he did say that he was in deep talks with a team that was a contender and that he was prepared to join the coaching staff to have a chance to win, something that Don Mattingly has yet to do. And I really do think that this was a hire based on the front office trying to strike a balance, if you will, between analytics and experience. Something Don Mattingly has a pile of. This is a dude who has nearly 2,000 games as a big league manager. He's also the same guy who has a career 300 average as a hitter. I mean, he is going to both help John Schneider, a rookie manager, and a young core of hitters coming up trying to graduate from development to champions.
I love this hire. I'm just going to say it. I want to get this out there and I want to get in front of it. I am on board because I know there's going to be some negativity when people look at his winning percentage as a manager. And be like, why are we hiring this bum?
But one thing I want to point out here, Adam, name me a bench coach that wins or loses games.
So that's a good point. He's not the manager. He is the bench coach.
He's being brought in to impart knowledge and experience. And maybe instill a little bit of accountability within this dressing room. Listen, when they hired Don Mattingly, the first thing I thought of was that Bo Bichette press conference interview after Charlie Montoyo was let go.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it kind of surprised Blue Jays fans in general how candid Bo Bichette was about Charlie Montoyo's firing. The fact that he said, yeah, I wasn't really that surprised. And he even brought up accountability within the clubhouse as if Charlie wasn't holding them to a standard that needed to be held. John Schneider takes over, rookie manager. He knows these kids through and through. Obviously, it's been well stated how far John Schneider goes back in this Blue Jay system, all the way back to 2010, I think. So bringing in a Don Mattingly with, again, like 2,000 games as a manager is no small feat. This is almost 7 full years he was with the Marlins before they parted ways this offseason. It's also interesting to watch this Blue Jays team move Teoscar Hernandez, a super fun loving dude. Like, they really are trying to shake things up a little bit with this clubhouse chemistry. Obviously, we don't know the dynamics in the clubhouse, and to speculate on what exactly is going on is probably not the way to go about this. But I'm with you, man. I really do like this addition. The more I think about it, the more I think Don Mattingly is going to bring something to this clubhouse that they didn't have.
Yeah, I mean, especially with the young, inexperienced manager of John Schneider, it's a good brain to pick to make available to John.
It really is. Don Mattingly has been through it all. He's seen every situation. He's had every obstacle thrown his way. And I think a young manager like John Schneider can really benefit from a dude with that sort of experience. And I know, listen, there is some people out there in Blue Jays Twitter who don't like this move. They feel, I've seen comparisons to the Tony La Russa hire, Adam, which,
No,
this is off base, right? Okay.
Yeah, of course. What's the comparison? Just that they're old white men?
I guess.
What, like, this is the age difference has to be what, 10, 15 years at least?
Well, this is the thing. Don Mattingly is 61. Like, okay. 78-year-old Tony La Russa is still 17 years older than Donnie Baseball.
That's literally a full generation difference.
Another thing to take into consideration here, Don Mattingly has been known for his good relationship with the players.
Yeah, Tony La Russa
is known for his development.
A lazy comparison to make, I would say.
I feel the exact same way, dude. And I mean, if you look at, this was a really interesting point brought up by new Discord member. By the way, feel free to join our Discord. It is a happening place. Almost 200 members in there talking Blue Jays baseball. But it was brought up, link is in the show notes, by the way, gang. Aaron 0718 brings up.
Hold on. Aaron 0718. Get a better username. Stick around. We can come up with something. We're not reading out a serial number every time we go to the comment section.
Every time you make a comment,
address
at
that,
least
please.
Lower the numbers, right? Is this is a Twitter number digits. Account now?
You get 2 digits, right?
But Aaron did bring up an excellent point here, and he's like, here's a list of players that Mattingly has helped develop, was the manager of while they were young, and it's an impressive list. Clayton Kershaw, Kenley Jansen, Nate Eovaldi, Yasiel Puig, Pigel Roja, D. Gordon, Jock Peterson, Corey Seager, JT Realmuto, Sandy Alcantara, Pablo Lopez, Zach Gallen, Jazz Chisholm. This dude has been a part of some megastars development. And I think that as a bench coach, again, this isn't wins and losses are not going to come and go on the back of Don Mattingly. He is there as support staff. He is there for experience, and he's done it before. Listen to that list of names. And there's also a tie to a bunch of Marlins players in this Blue Jays bullpen.
Good point.
Familiar Donnie faces. Baseball Donnie Baseball has been a manager for Adam Simber, Jimmy Garcia, Trevor Richards, Zach Pop, Anthony Bass. Little familiarity there.
You know what? When you're bringing up the players he's worked with, my mind went to the place of how does he handle young superstars, you know, potentially with an ego, right? Because that's something that we've questioned in the past, right? Like, how do you approach moving Bo Bichette down in the lineup, right? Like, how do you approach moving Vladdy down in the lineup, right? Like, going to these guys and sitting them down or, you know, telling Vladdy, hey, you can't be watching your home run shots that are landing 2 feet down the top of the wall, right? So I do start to go there with it, and that is encouraging that, you know, he has worked with some of the bigger names across the years. Yasiel Puig stands out to me because superstar talent, bit of a train wreck personality.
Yes.
Now, I'd have to check the dates on this, and maybe someone in the comments can let me know, but it seemed like early Yasiel Puig, well-behaved, stayed in line. What is the overlap with Don Mattingly's departure, followed by Yasiel Puig's train wreck? Because last I checked, really he hasn't played in the MLB in quite a few years. Anyways, that's just speculation. I'd have to actually do some looking into that, and I'm just formulating thoughts here out loud. But it is something
another
to consider.
Another thing that stands out about Don Mattingly's hire, you see that name in those that list of Kenley Jansen, and you start to think, huh, I wonder if there's a tie there. Sure would be nice to see that big, bad, experienced bullpen arm come to the Blue Jays. Just more speculation, gang. But baseball meetings are coming up here finally next week. By the way, Casey Candela, and I know former manager of the Buffalo Bison, he got called up after Charlie Montoyo's firing to take over bench boss for John Schneider, who was given the interim manager position. He is going back down to the Bison. I know Mitch Bannon, friend of the show, reporter with Sports Illustrated covering the Blue Jays. He mentions this. I think the tweet is probably up here. Yep. Casey Candela, by the way, is an excellent manager. I love what he does within this Blue Jays system. I was actually kind of hoping that he would get the bench boss position handed to him. However, I really do like and respect this move of bringing in the kind of experience that Don Mattingly has. All the best to Casey back in Buffalo. And I think there is a spot for him eventually in this Blue Jays coaching staff. It's just not there quite yet. Speaking of friend of the show, Mitch Bannon, by the way, with these baseball meetings going on next week, we're very excited and very lucky to be bringing back on the show Sportsnet analyst and Baseball Central host there, Joe Siddle.
Oh, nice. Joe's coming back. Good.
Joe's coming back. So, of course, if you
are in
Discord,
such a great time to talk to him with everything going
it'll
on.
It'll be, man.
I'm excited. This is a well-timed interview.
The fact he's making time for us in the middle of the baseball meetings is so very great. Cool. And again, if you do have questions for Joe, feel free to drop us a line. We'd love to get some listener questions to him. We try and do that as much as can whenever we bring in a big guest. So yeah, you can join the Discord link in the show notes and just pop us which questions you want answered there. You can also reach out on Twitter at Walk Off Podcast and Instagram, The Walk Off Podcast. Gang, there it is. Don Mattingly, a Toronto Blue Jay. Thank you so much, everyone in the Walk Off community. We appreciate you more than you can even imagine. This show is brought to you by BetStamp. Use the code Walk Off when you sign up. It's very helpful. All the best, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Walk Off Podcast with Scott Belford and Adam Mack, with a new episode every Friday.
Oh!
Thanks for listening.